The Fed's out of options. Rate cuts, money printing, balance sheet reversals. They call it policy, but it's really panic. This is in-game economics, where hope replaces discipline and the illusion of control finally breaks. They're not cutting rates because things are strong. They're cutting because the system is cracking. Inflation's eating savings. The labor market's stalling. Confidence in the dollar is fading fast. For decades, the Fed built a house of paper. Now they're striking the match that could burn it all down, leaving you to pay the price. When's the last time you actually held the wealth you've spent your life working for? My friends at Noble Gold Investments have been helping Americans move from paper wealth into real tangible assets. Numbers on a screen can disappear, but physical gold and silver, they've outlasted every crisis in history. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com and get your free wealth protection kit today. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com for your free wealth protection kit. Discover how simple it is to protect your future.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
Weight Watchers now offers access to affordable GLP-1s. It works for members like...
I'm Haley, and I've lost 100 pounds. Weight Watchers has everything I need, from weight loss medications to nutrition support and help with my side effects. It's all in one place.
Weight Watchers handles the insurance for you and offers affordable cash pay options. With our program, our members are losing more weight with expert nutrition and side effect support.
I'm Mike, and I've lost 135 pounds. Weight Watchers prescribing GLP-1 medications, it's been life-changing.
I'm Sharia, and I lost 80 pounds on Weight Watchers.
I realized that it would take more than a prescription to lose weight and feel good on a GLP-1.
Better results, expert support, lose more weight, make it last.
I can't imagine doing a GLP-1 without Weight Watchers.
Get started for as low as $25 at weightwatchers.com/GLP-1. For over 60 years, we've helped millions of members find what works for them. Now, it's your turn. Weight Watchers, watch it work.
Bron Breakker has undergone surgery for a sports hernia, and his status for WrestleMania remains in the air. It's unfortunate for Bron Breakker to suffer an injury at such a crucial time, but unfortunately in professional wrestling, injuries can happen in the blink of an eye. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another edition of Ringside Chaos. My name is Alex Alcazaz, and I'm also known as the Bear of Texas. And upon seeing this news, honestly, I was very, very sad to hear this such news. Bron Breakker is arguably the best thing going on in WWE right now. Well, after what happened at the Royal Rumble, Bron Breakker being the first eliminated and being eliminated quickly, well, that sort of told me something. Then, of course, I think on the Monday Night Raw after he had that rage when he flipped over the table. And from what I understand, according to most sources, is that's how he got injured. Bron Breakker got injured by flipping over the announcer's table. Part of me believed that he was hurt already, that they just did the whole flip table thing just to write him off television, but I'm not exactly sure when the injury actually happened. But most sources say it's because of him flipping over the announcer's table. Part of me believed that he was injured before the Royal Rumble, which resulted why he was quickly eliminated. So, yeah, obviously one source points to the other, but the bottom line is that the injury appears to be 100% legitimate. And I shouldn't say it appears to be 100% legitimate. It is 100% legitimate. Well, right now, honestly, speaking of Bron Breakker and the stable division, the big talk right now is who is the masked attacker that attacked Bron Breakker at the Royal Rumble? And I think yesterday on Monday Night Raw, attacked Austin Theory. Well, some say it's probably Seth Rollins. Some say it's probably Logan Paul. As a matter of fact, on Twitter, I said that I bet it's Adam Pearce who is the masked attacker. But who knows? Could be anybody, right? I don't know. But obviously right now, Bron Breakker, as I said, his status remains in the air. It's not confirmed if he's going to miss WrestleMania. I did the research, and usually the recovery period for a sports hernia injury is anywhere between 6 to 12 weeks. Sometimes it could be more. So it's unfortunate, because... See, at first, plans changed because Seth Rollins got injured. And now plans have to change again because Bron Breakker is injured. So when a professional wrestler gets injured, and when this professional wrestler is basically getting a push and is heavily involved in major storylines and he gets injured and he's out for a significant amount of time, well, dominoes fall. So that means that WWE creative management has to make some changes. From what I understand, the plan, I think, for Bron Breakker was originally he was going to work Seth Rollins at WrestleMania. So when Bron Breakker turned on Seth Rollins, it was very early. So obviously, WWE Creative had to basically make a quick change, had to accelerate the plan, so to speak. So we all knew that the betrayal was coming. However, I'll never forget when I said way back when it happened is my expectation was that Seth Rollins was going to be the one to turn on Bron Breakker, but instead it was the other way around. But Bron Breakker turning on Rollins was going to happen, but it was not supposed to happen then. But as I said, because Seth Rollins got hurt, plans had to be accelerated. So from what I understand, and this is just what I believe, is that Bron Breakker was originally supposed to work Seth Rollins at WrestleMania, but Rollins is injured, and we don't even know if Rollins is going to be at WrestleMania. But then again, some believe he's the masked attacker because the masked attacker delivered a curb stomp to Breakker and even delivered a curb stomp to Austin Theory. But then again, it could be somebody else pretending to be Rollins just to make it look like it's Rollins. So again, we don't know who the masked attacker is. If I were to take a wild guess, I'd probably say it was Logan. It is Logan Paul. I don't know. But we'll see. So after that, and according to research, Bron Breakker was actually supposed to win the Royal Rumble. He was supposed to win the Royal Rumble and challenge CM Punk and actually win the title at WrestleMania. As a matter of fact, Bron Breakker was my friend Ricky's pick for the Royal Rumble. Look how that backfired. So that's why I believe, because Bron Breakker, the way he was eliminated quickly and first in the Royal Rumble, that tells me that he was already injured due to with the hernia, but I don't know. I don't know. So I mean, we all know. I mean, again, all these sources say it's due to him doing the stunt where he flipped the table over. But again, the bottom line is he's injured. But yeah. So at first, yeah, it seemed that he was going to work Rollins at WrestleMania. That changed, and then plans were for him to win the Royal Rumble, challenge CM Punk, and win the title at WrestleMania. But after Breakker got hurt, creative had to change, so they decided to go with Roman Reigns. So, right now, what I believe is what one of the main events is going to be Drew McIntyre versus Cody Rhodes. You already know is Roman Reigns versus CM Punk. You know, I addressed that in the last episode, recapping the Royal Rumble. So, as far as I know, I'm not sure exactly what to expect. Will Roman Reigns dethrone CM Punk? Part of me says no, because I think that CM Punk is probably going to continue his rivalry with the Vision as the champion. So I'm not sure if I see CM Punk dropping the belt to Roman Reigns, but I wouldn't be surprised if that happened. But again, plans change, right? Plans always change in professional wrestling in the blink of an eye. And like I said, it's an effect where dominoes fall. Storylines can be written, shows can be written, a wrestler gets injured, or something happens, then dominoes fall. So, as far as I'm concerned, it's very unfortunate for Bron Breakker to suffer an injury at such a crucial time, but I truly, genuinely believe that Bron Breakker is going to bounce back, and everything's going to be okay. Well, we just have to keep praying for Bron Breakker, and I wish him nothing but a speedy recovery. Ladies and gentlemen, Ringside Chaos is available on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. If you would please, hit that subscribe button. Hit that notification bell. That way, I know for sure that you're not going to miss out on any exciting upcoming content. Thank y'all very, very much. Y'all have a good one, and God bless.